claims it's even more election interference. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump will go to court today in New York, not for one of his four criminal trials, for a civil trial related to the Trump Organization.
Days after the judge ruled Trump and his two sons committed a years-long fraud scheme, allegedly inflating their assets on business documents to get better loans and insurance deals. Now, Attorney General James is seeking a $250 million penalty against the former president and his company.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. On social media, the former president called on the judge to resign, saying that ruling was an abuse of power. California Governor Gavin Newsom is appointing a black woman to the Senate. LaFonza Butler is a Democratic strategist and former advisor to Vice President Harris and will replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died last week at the age of 90. In the House, some Republicans led by Congressman Matt Gaetz want to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who's also Republican, for working with Democrats to get short-term spending approved Saturday to avert a government shutdown Sunday. Here's Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
Because he reached across the aisle, Congressman Gaetz said this weekend that he's making good on a threat to file a motion to vacate against the speaker this week. And he says he's got backup for that.
How many Republicans do you have?
Well, enough so that when you host this show next week, if Kevin McCarthy is still the Speaker of the House, he will be serving at the pleasure of the Democrats.
Well, Gaetz said that on CNN State of the Union. McCarthy says bring it on, predicting he will survive and remain Speaker, telling Fox News Sunday it's personal for Gaetz.
Matt's probably planned this from the day I ran for Speaker, if you watched. He never voted for it.
It's October. That has the Supreme Court back to work, starting a new term. The Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded this morning to two University of Pennsylvania scientists for their work fighting COVID, Catalini Carrico and David Wiseman, who developed mRNA technology used to make a COVID vaccine. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
It's not just House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, whose job may be on the line over Saturday's funding vote. Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman's under fire for pulling a fire alarm, delaying that vote. GOP Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis will introduce a resolution to expel Bowman. She just told Fox,
look, it's a misdemeanor for pulling the fire alarm, but it's a felony if you're doing it to obstruct a government proceeding.
Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York said in a statement he pulled the alarm thinking it was a lever to help him open a door to get to the critical vote. He added it was in no way an effort to delay his vote on keeping government running.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. When Congress approved that 45-day funding bill, additional military aid to Ukraine was left out of it. Amid some Republican objections, they say, we've given Ukraine enough. The Senate's Democratic leader is pushing a separate plan for more Ukraine aid. President Biden says,
I hope my friends on the other side keep their word about support for Ukraine. They said they're going to support Ukraine in a separate vote. We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted.
A disaster in Mexico, where at least 10 people are dead when a church roof collapsed.
Rescuers are searching through the rubble for trapped parishioners in the Gulf Coast city of Ciudad Madero. At least two dozen of them were believed to have been trapped of the 100 people who were inside at the time of the collapse. Eyewitnesses report the tragedy happened as worshippers lined up to take communion. Bricks, concrete, and steel raining down. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly, coming off the worst month of the year. In the NFL, it's down to two teams still undefeated. San Francisco and Philadelphia both won. Miami falls to 3-1 after being blown out in Buffalo. Denver and Minnesota won their first games. In the Sunday night football game, Kansas City beat the New York Jets 23-20. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at your morning news. Five people, including two children, died after Friday night's anhydrous ammonia leak in Teutopolis. The children and one adult, part of the same family, they're from the area. The two other dead are from out of state. Another five airlifted to regional hospitals, the truck carrying about 7,500 gallons of anhydrous ammonia at the time. Governor Pritzker defending the state's response to the migrant crisis in Chicago. He said the state spent $328 million to help manage the crisis. His comments come after some Chicago aldermen have accused the state of not helping out enough. The governor called on the federal government to provide additional resources. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is amending a lawsuit his office filed in 2018 against Chicago's Trump Tower. Raoul's second amended complaint claims the downtown Chicago property continuing to break environmental laws by significantly underreporting the average daily volume of water it discharges into the Chicago River. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning.
October 2nd.
October.
I know it.
2 months from Gracie getting married.
Wow.
2 months from today. So it's April 17, your birthday for you. Because you were 2 months out in April 17.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Weather brought to you by Busey. They've been around for over 150 years. Amazingly, same name. Busey, member of FDIC. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier, the learned one. Mr. Solier, it's a beautiful morning and nice and warm, huh?
Yeah, very much a summer-like weather pattern here. The first part of the week, middle part of the week, begin a transition around here. And just a bit of rain, nothing to get worked up about. Not like some of the totals we saw over parts of the Corn Belt last week. Enough to settle the dust, if you will. And we'll turn it a little more Octoberish around here for a couple of 3 or 4 days, beginning more so Friday into the weekend. And begin to pull out of this early next week with another big warm-up or two between now and the middle part of the month of October. And after this stuff that comes through here Thursday to early Friday, it still continues to look and behave much like a drier than usual weather pattern here for the middle stretch of October around here and probably beyond too. So no need to rush and panic and all that kind of stuff with backyard and back 40 and harvest related work. Remember, safety first out there. 59 now, Willard and Savoy, 55 Danville, 61 Bloomington Normal, 56 up at the Kankakee. Summer-like high, more or less like late to mid-August around here at 87. Most sunny. The light southeast wind continues on. Clear tonight, mild. Lows either side of 60. Very warm for the day tomorrow. Summer-like high at 88, but humidity in check. South breeze and tons of sunshine. Sun and clouds, 85 on Wednesday. Cold front, a little disturbance will track along and behind it. So we're going to do some increasing shower prospects here for Thursday. Couple sprinkles into Friday. Should be quarter inch or less. No big deal. 73, more seasonal on Thursday. A little chill in the air at 64 on Friday. Won't get out of the 50s here. 57 the high on Saturday. And we'll head back into the low to mid 60s for Sunday and Monday with dry skies and sunshine through the beginning part of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
Well, we averted a government shutdown over the weekend. That was good news. That happened Saturday. Right up to the deadline, she is Raven Harrison. She's written a book called Raven's Mantle. She ran for Congress at one point in her life. You going to run again, Raven? Or is this it?
It's likely, but haven't quite decided yet.
Yeah. Got to have some funding in that stuff, right?
Well, somebody's got to do it. And boy, right. If this is any indication of what we're facing, then I need to do it yesterday.
Okay, so the government not shut down for a minute, but it's going to come back in a month and a half, right?
Correct. Hold your beer till November 17th.
Okay, so aren't we going to go through this again? And who's going to be the speaker? Are they trying to remove, isn't Matt Gaetz going to file papers to try to get rid of Kevin McCarthy, right?
Well, we're going to see. This is a real good week to see who's going to do what they say they're going to do. This is political theater classic 101. So virtue signaling on Friday, deal made in the cloak of night on Saturday, and nobody's happy. So what we've got right now is we've got no funding for Ukraine, supposedly, no funding for the southern border, but $16 billion earmarked for disaster relief, and nobody knows what that exactly is for. It's not going to Hawaii. As far as we know, but that's what we're looking at is the spending level remains the same, and in 45 days, we will have the exact same problem.
Well, it's not very impressive, right? I mean,
it's not.
It's just like these guys are a mess. Everybody's a mess, and they can't.
They are on both sides, yeah. And now we've got drama on the right with, you know, there's a fracture with Gaetz saying he's going to vacate the chair. He's got the votes to do it. McCarthy saying this is political, which is almost ironically funny, you know, that it's the political attack. But no, essentially, this is, you know, not the fault of Kevin McCarthy, but it's his responsibility. This lies at his feet. We have got, something has to be different. This cannot be the way the government functions, of just Band-Aid on an amputated limb and just keep kicking the can. And then when you're just really bored, you pull the fire alarm and say that, you know, even though I'm a school superintendent, I had no idea that the sign that says that this would trigger if you held it down would actually trigger when I held it down.
It was part of a male member of the squad, I guess, pulled the fire alarm before the vote.
Yes.
What? And he didn't know that would clear a building. And who is this guy?
This is a congressman who says that he didn't realize it's clearly marked. Says that it not just that you had to pull it, you had to pull and hold, you had to hold it down. So there's a few seconds involved of which kind of destroys the, it was an accident narrative. And just important to remember, there are people in jail for what he just did. That is a felony, you know, so that's where we have to kind of, and now it's, of course, it's an accident, but the ones who are in jail are saying, you know, I wasn't doing anything. That's not going to fly. So it's real drama at the Capitol. It's really embarrassingly pathetic.
Which gets to the core of a major problem in America is there's no equal justice under the law. I really,
correct.
It's just really bad when, depending on the letter you have by your name, is depending on if you're going to be prosecuted for anything.
Correct. And then it's important. That's why people need to step in. Regular people need to come in. Vote, get involved, run for office. This is what we the people means. The people, the politicians who have made these problems are now the ones who are telling you they're going to fix them. That's, you can't heal in the same environment that made you sick. It's not possible. So at the end of the day, it's up to us to kind of demand better and go, you know what, we're not going to accept this level of buffoonery from our elected officials.
Wonder what the letter grade America would give our politicians these days. What would the letter?
Below F.
There's only F. You can't go F minus, right?
Hold our beer.
Yeah. Well, as far as, you know, getting the job done, it just doesn't happen. And it's both parties. That's why we got Donald Trump. Is everyone is fed up with everything.
Deep house cleaning on both sides needed. That's what I tell people all the time, is be the change you want to see. We got to sweep it out on both sides.
But how many people you know, Raven, would say, I don't want any part of that mess, and that's the problem, right?
Well, a lot of the people I know were jumping in because, you know, those who can do, and that's what we've got to do, is just go, okay, at some point we've got to stop shaking our fists at TV and just kind of get busy.
You're right. It's Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America, is available everywhere, Raven?
It is, and online, Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Always a pleasure. Appreciate you being on again. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Raven Harrison from Texas, ESPN 93.5 on the Tavern's Choice phone line. Well, baseball, all intents and purposes, over. Cubs were eliminated on Saturday. And
Not so good on the sports weekend for local sports fanatics.
We will talk about Illinois.
Okay.
I was trying to avoid the subject.
Yeah.
So the Illini,
and the Bears, oh my goodness.
Bears had a 28-7
lead. 28-7
lead. Yeah.
They lost. Comes back 31-28.
To a team that lost by 50 last week.
I mean,
week.
Social media is saying everybody should be fired.
Well, I mean, it's a rough weekend for the locals. And, let me talk about Illinois-Purdue. Just give you my take. But the real take will be this afternoon with Jay Layman.
Mm-hmm.
Lonte, Derek Piper. Hear what those boys think. And we'll have the quarterback on, Luke Altmaier.
That's right.
Who's thinking of going to the game with hockey gear.
I see.
Goalie hockey gear on. This is kind of what he needs.
It'll be Friday night against Nebraska at 7 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. That is a fun scene, though. So,
I'm pretty much in it
for the party and the atmosphere. So.
Well, sure. But we were coming in this year with a little bit more.
Right.
All right, a little more on that. But we'll do one final Cardinal wrap.
Here we go.
End on a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Miles Michaelis equaled his career high with 10 strikeouts, topped 200 innings of pitching this year, and was the winning pitcher in a 4-3 victory for the Cardinals. That was over the Reds on Adam Wainwright Day.
So the Cardinals won the game, but Cardinal fans won the moment at the ballpark because they got to see the Wainwright ceremony, which could not have been better. Several former teammates of Adam on hand, including Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina. So the show could not have been better, and the win certainly helped. Ryan Helsley picked up the save.
The fans wanted to see Adam bat one more time. He did. He struck out, hit a couple of foul balls, but he got up there to the delight of over 44,000.
Well, every crowd wants to see him just one more time, and they saw him late in the game. Again, he didn't get the hit, but he was certainly a hit overall throughout the course of the day and in his career.
The Cardinals beat the Reds, and we thank you, Cardinal Nation, and all of our affiliates for your coverage this year. For Ricky Horton and our radio crew, I'm John Rooney.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
And Adam Wainwright got another bat in this weekend, huh?
Yeah, he struck out. That's all right.
just wanted to see him.
I think he played a little concert Saturday night.
Okay.
He was down there with his flannel shirt on and his guitar and talking about how wonderful it's been to be a Cardinal.
Now, that could be a thing for him. And I saw, you know, a little snippet of the ceremony, and Yadier Molina came to the mic, and it looked like Adam was like, as far as what is he going to say and how long is this going to... I didn't plan this to be part of the program, but...
Yeah, Albert Pujols also was there. So they talked. They had a big pregame celebration you heard on radio. And, it's an end of an era for the St. Louis Cardinals. Real disappointing year, but it's over. Now, next thing we'll be talking about is the Cardinal Caravan in January.
There you go.
And hope will spring eternal as the Cardinals make moves to get pitching.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, you know, with this kind of a record of more than 90 losses, which hasn't happened since 1990, we'll get a pretty good draft pick, right?
Fifth or sixth.
Okay.
That's going to be a pretty good bait, but that's going to take... It's a lot different in baseball than the NBA and the NFL.
Okay.
It'll take years.
I see.
You go through, I mean, our friend from Muhammad, who has a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'll go through the motion. He'll go to Class A. He'll go to Double A. He'll go to Triple. And then depends on any setbacks, or these guys are real good, but they don't want to put a kid in. Anybody remember the name David Clyde? If you're real old, you'll remember. He played for the Texas Rangers in the 70s. He was 18.
Mm.
And it was just too early.
Yeah.
So anyway, they'll be careful, and they'll move them through. But the Cardinals will get a good pick. So there's that.
Well, and you really got a feel for it with your future son-in-law, Jacob Herterbees, in the Cincinnati organization, you know, going through all these moves. Milwaukee over the Chicago Cubs 4-0. Of course, Cubs were eliminated. Miami kept winning. And so Milwaukee and Arizona in the best of three. That starts tomorrow, huh?
Yep. We're off and running.
Purdue over Illinois, 44-19. Bears got beat by Denver, 31-28.
If you care, I'll give you my thoughts on the Illini. Stand by. Our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, always looking for good members of the team, and there's terrific opportunities for growth. If you want to investigate some of the opportunities, visit carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and vicinity. Boy, it's a real roller coaster ride of temperatures over the next 10 to 15 days. Summer-like for the next couple, autumn-like definitely so, and mid to late October feel for the end part of the week, early on into the weekend next week, and probably beyond another big warm-up in sight, but nothing in the way of any major or significant rainfall expected with outdoor work and harvest-related activities in mind. Mostly Sunday for the day-to-day, southeast wind, the high around 87, clear tonight, mild lows either side of 60, mostly sunny, very warm for the day tomorrow, the high around 88, 10 above average there with a southeast to south wind. Clouds increase, lows to the 60s for tomorrow night. Partly sunny, continued warm for the day on Wednesday. Highs up to 85 degrees. Couple of rounds of shower activity for the day Thursday. Cooler at 73. Cool day on Friday. Couple of afternoon sprinkles at 64. Nights in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Weekend highs 57 on Saturday. 61 Sunday into the mid to upper 60s early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Yep, it's October
2.
October 2, my friends. Don't be writing anything else. 10-2-23.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla has launched a new version of its Model Y SUV in China. The update includes a new wheel design, though Tesla still has not started producing its Cybertruck. CEO Elon Musk suggested this spring the truck would arrive in the third quarter, but that quarter ended on Saturday. The UAW and Mack Trucks have a new tentative agreement averting a strike this morning. Another strike would have cut into the union strike fund. Walgreens is being sued by Cooler Screens, a company that sells advertising space on refrigerator doors. The company says Walgreens didn't live up to its agreement to roll out the screens nationwide, and it says Walgreens demanded the screens be removed. But Walgreens says the screens did not work properly. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Obviously very disappointed, especially in the second half. I think coming into it, knew that it was going to be a four-quarter game. Thought our guys persevered through the first half, obviously to give up the strip sack touchdown and to come in the locker room 16-13. Knowing that we had spotted them a touchdown and defense had kind of held their own to get into those three field goal opportunities. Just 16-13 half, felt really good about it, but the tail of the game was probably third downs. We were abysmal on offense and they were pretty successful on defense. And then the third and eight, I think it was the first quarter, second half, that was a killer. It was a bust coverage down the middle right where the tight end was at. So. But we got to make plays, right? When those opportunities come, I know there was a wide open touchdown pass early on. We overthrew Henry Boyer literally on the first series. That things that happened early in the game, that's why I kind of, we've come out of a couple games this year. The first series, we moved the ball, did some things, and we didn't come away with points. So we did convert the 1-4 down, but I just felt we want to take points there at the end of that first drive, which did get us on the board and felt good where we're at. And they had the strip sack, which put them ahead and then battle back. But bottom line, you got to make plays in this league. As coaches, we just got to do so much better. For me personally, as a head coach, obviously to be in a 16-13 halftime game and to have it end that way, I was trying to win the game. Obviously, that's why we went forward on fourth down on a couple of different occasions. We just playing the numbers. You couldn't win that game if we didn't go for it.
All right, that's Brett Bill after a very disappointing game in West Lafayette. It was, in fact, 16-13 and a half, and then Purdue scored 21 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And it was over. So, I mean, again, it's hard to sugarcoat it. We are struggling offensive line-wise. So, you're going to have to do some things differently. You're going to have to open up and throw. I mean, Luke Altmaier runs back. I counted 2.5 seconds about what he gets. And it isn't long enough. If you put most of these Division I Power 5 conferences and you give quarterbacks time to throw, a lot of them can throw it. The miss he had on the touchdown was just a miss. I mean, missed by a lot. The guy was so open.
Mm.
And then Pat Bryan had a touchdown on his fingers and couldn't quite hold it. Anyway, it was disappointing. And what really hurts is that we come off of a year last year And I've talked about it many times, that expectation. And if you don't, then it's like unbelievable years when you achieve things you don't expect as a fan. And then it's unbelievable years when you don't achieve what's expected. And right now, good news, bad news. Good news is the West is really weak. Bad news is we're not real good either. So if, and I've talked about playing a clean game, don't think the players and coaches don't want clean game, meaning no turnovers and no penalties. They obviously struggle with that because we had nine penalties and some pretty big ones. But it felt bad at the end, and coach addressed it. Felt like Lovie Smith years.
I see.
Where it was just over. And I went downstairs, started painting again because I didn't need to hear it.
Right.
I knew, I've seen this before. And so what's a bummer is that we're all jacked. 10,000 news in. And it's going to be, you know, people have folded their arms already. And, you know, when you're the program we are, which is inconsistent, and we've all, you know, lingered with the question, why? Why can't Illinois win six games every year like Iowa and Wisconsin? Well, firstly, Iowa starts out with three easy games. And so they're 3-0. So even if they're, oh, it's a bad game, but we're still 3-1, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We start out, whoever the genius was that scheduled these games, with three ridiculously hard games.
Right. So you didn't know back then, 10 years ago, when they're
setting the schedule. Well, why do we schedule 10 years? Why don't we schedule 3 years out when we know the program sucks?
Maybe,
so we win.
Maybe.
We have to win early so we build confidence. You know, you build a program through bowl games.
Right.
And if we challenge too much challenge, we're not ready for that.
Yeah.
We need to get easy wins. So whatever we can get on the schedule, I'd go look at number 320 in the Power Five. Who's down there? Give them a game. Give them 350,000 to come in.
That's right.
Whatever. But we need to win those games without much effort. Oh, we don't know how good we are. I don't care. The goal is the six.
Right.
We got to get postseason. That's the whole program building aspect.
Okay, I like that point,
you
Stevie.
You have to schedule something easier for us. And I know we got Duke next year. And, of course, Duke's good again. Or maybe they've never been this good. Anyway, it's just what we've got, and it's disappointing. Can we beat Nebraska? Yes. Will we beat? I don't know. And I watched the game, and it's just like, you know what? if then ifs and nuts or candies and nuts. So like, if we could play mistake-free, I mean, three penalties, not nine or ten, and if we could not turn the ball over in the end zone for an easy touchdown for them, obviously we could beat it. I don't think we have a chance against Maryland. They've proven to be. Mike Locksley, our former offensive coordinator, with Ron Zook, has Maryland rolling, undefeated going into Ohio State. They are a scoring machine with Tua Tagovailoa, his brother.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to have a chance at Maryland. You know, Iowa, I think, is at Iowa's hard always, but their offense isn't very good. So who knows? The bottom line is we should be competitive in all these games, but we could lose all the games.
That's right.
Keep in mind, they're looking at us going, we got Illinois.
That's right.
Yes. So it's just a bummer because we're disappointed, you know, obviously not to the levels of the players and the coaches and Josh Whitman. I mean, we're just disappointed. And we thought we could come out, have a little bounce, got some NIL money for our big players, and it just didn't happen. So it was really disappointing the way that happened and unraveled in the second half. So all you can do is strap it on, go Friday night, and if you don't beat Nebraska, it could be tough. It could be a really long year. But because then you got Wisconsin, who's going to come in here.
Maryland will be right after
Nebraska, okay.
October 14th at 11 or 2:30.
And then is it Wisconsin for homecoming?
For homecoming on October 21st.
All right, well, you could lose all three.
Yeah.
Or you could, you know.
In Minnesota, November 4.
No, I mean, these are games you're going, we got, but they're looking at us the same.
I know.
So it's just, I don't know what to say. I can't candy coat it anymore.
Right.
It wasn't very good. And so I'm hoping that we.
But you maintained on the fence on Friday saying, I don't know.
I don't know my team. And this team is unfortunately mistake prone. But Luke Altmyer, I think, is a quality human and a very talented quarterback if he had any time to sit there and throw it.
So the offensive line?
Ooh, I don't know. We move guys around. There's injuries. We're not deep.
Okay.
And so what you have to do, you got to change the offense. You got to run a little more, and you got to pass quicker because you don't have time to pass deeper.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go dink, dink, dink. That's all you got.
Okay.
Because you can't drop back. My gosh. Our guys weren't getting hands on him. They're way quicker.
Well, Isaiah Williams got 6 passes.
Isaiah should get 15. I think Tip Reisman should get 5 or 10. And you don't have time to drop back and look. So you're gonna have to change that because we can't block. I think we all, not against the guys, injuries. We moved our best left guard to right tackle. That can't be easy. Anyway, on we go.
Yes.
Rooting for
us. Go Illini.
Go Illini.
Let's do this.
Just, you know, and again.
Nebraska Friday at 7. That's in the scope.
Stand by Brett Bielema. I think he's a great coach. We just got to fix a few things, and I think he'll try, but when you have traits like this, generally that's what you got. And as he said last week, he said it might not be easy for this bunch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to be easy. Well, kind of fortunate to win 2 games, really, if you look back.
That's right.
See if we can get number 3 on Friday night. All right, back in a moment. ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. It is 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump says he will be in a New York courtroom for a civil trial tied to his business practices, taking to Truth Social, his platform bashing the judge.
He said, quote, he should resign from the bench and be sanctioned by the courts for his abuse of power and his intentional and criminal interference with the presidential election of 2024. Likewise, Letitia James should resign for purposeful and criminal election interference.
Fox's Brooke Singman, more than 4,000 of the 25,000 UAW workers on strike are at the Wentzville General Motors Assembly Plant in Missouri.
I didn't really know much to expect with the strike, and I didn't think it would last this long.
Union member Daniel Clem. Striking workers receiving $500 a week from the union as the strike continues. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. 5 people, including 2 children, died after Friday night's anhydrous ammonia leak in Teutopolis. The children, 1 adult, were part of the same family. They're from the area. The other 2 are from out of state. Another 5 were airlifted to regional hospitals. That truck carrying about 7,500 gallons of anhydrous ammonia at the time of the accident. Well, this year, Illinois fall trout season opening up on October 21st at ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state. The early catch and release will be stocked later than expected because of forecast and observe warm water temps. Illinois Department of Natural Resources will stock the early
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benham vicinity. First half of the week feeling like mid to late summertime. The end portion of the week feeling a little more like mid to late October, but this too shall pass with another turnaround in temperatures and a big warm-up slated for next week. And a warm-up underway for the day today with a mostly sunny sky, southeast wind on the light side, the high around 87 degrees, almost 10 above average. Clear tonight, mild, overnight lows either side of 60. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, very warm with a summer-like high of 88 degrees and a southeast to south wind. Clouds gather, lows in the 60s for tomorrow night. Sun and clouds for the day on Wednesday. South breezes at a high of 85. Shower activity for the day on Thursday. Much cooler at 73. Cooler still for the day on Friday. Partly sunny skies. Couple of sprinkles for the afternoon up to 64. Only 57 on Saturday. Highs back into the low to mid 60s for Sunday and Monday. Overnight readings in the upper 30s to mid 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
All right, Monday, October 2. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:34. Well, apparently we're learning some really important things from TikTok. People always try and, go viral?
Right, and, over in China, it is an educational piece. What kind of great things are we learning here in America?
Robbery 101. TikTokers are teaching people how to steal and shoplift.
Okay.
Gene McGuire, an expert on crime and redemption, served nearly 35 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. Is that right, Gene?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Author of the book Unshackled. And so you go around talking about this. Can you tell me what happened to you?
I was a 17-year-old, went out drinking with an older cousin. Parents said, can't go out. About 20 minutes at this bar, shooting pool and drinking at midnight, my cousin decides he's going to rob the bar. And in the process, he murders the owner. Mm. So I ended up with a life sentence in Pennsylvania. And it wouldn't be for almost 34 years before they realized I'd been sentenced illegally and an attorney lied to me. So I was released. And from there, I moved to Texas and living life down here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow. Wow. That's just unfathomable. What happened to your cousin?
He's still incarcerated with a life sentence. He's been a troubled guy his whole entire time with violence and he's a mess.
You were in the wrong place at the wrong time, Gene, right?
Yes. Yeah, just made some wrong choices and decisions. My parents said, don't go out, and I manipulated my way out the door, you know? And so, I've learned to be accountable for my behavior throughout the years of being incarcerated.
Well,
learned some good lessons, hard lessons, but good lessons.
Well, life sure has changed with social media. I mean, I just cannot believe. I mean, I've been getting these Facebook posts from essentially pornographic stuff. I figured out how to block the person. But what in the world? How's that allowed? There's no filters.
Know.
So why is TikTok allowed to teach me how to shoplift? Teach me how to rob?
I know. You know, there's a changing more and more of our culture. We're changing definitions of words. We've seen that in the politics. We're seeing it now with this so-called hashtag borrow, and they're justifying robbing, thief, you know, being a thief. We just can't tolerate that. I don't care, you know, it's a character issue, in my opinion, and people have to be held accountable, those who are on TikTok, as much as we can delete them, stop it, whatever it takes. But there has to be accountability, and we have to hold fast to the fact that shoplifting is wrong. It's crime, and it's called theft. It's stealing.
I don't know what it is, Gene, that makes us fascinated and then gives this kind of thing momentum that we want to click on these, you know, examples and see the raids that are happening and all the businesses that are, you know, getting shoplifting galore and you know, they're breaking the windows, they're running, they've got the masks on. What is it that the human nature is fascinated? And then you're, like I said, it's snowballing on us because we're clicking on it.
And that's true. We're finding some kind of chemical release in our bodies that we enjoy the violence, the wrong behavior of people, the violence in the streets, the fighting, all the chaos and confusion that's going on. We seem to crave it more and more.
Well, again, it's we are in troubled times, Gene. There's no doubt about it. By the way, being incarcerated for 35 years. When you shouldn't have been. Do you get compensation for stuff like that? What happened to you?
No, I had no idea until afterwards, but I opened myself up to whatever sentence. When I was able to get back into court, and it was a miracle that I was able to get back into court because my original attorney never wanted to appeal the case. So I lost all my appellate rights until 2010 when there's that new juvenile case before the Supreme Court, Graham versus Florida, that said that juveniles who did not kill, intend to kill, or did not know should not be subject to life without parole, and that fit my case. And it opened the door for me to go back in. And once they heard my case, the judge, like I said, I had nothing promised, and I wasn't sure, you know, what was going on as far as what could happen other than I knew that my life sentence was unconstitutional, but I was still involved there at the bar when my cousin said he was going to rob the bar. I should have said no. I should have went home, but I didn't. I stuck around. So.
Well, you were 17, right? I mean,
yeah, I was a juvenile.
It's called being in the wrong crowd, and many of us have done that over our lives. There's no doubt about that. And yet, yeah, you know, yeah. you have. So, where was your family? Where were other attorneys? You couldn't. I mean, you were a kid, I know, but over time, was there nobody saying, "Wait a minute, this isn't right"?
No, you know what? And that's true. Without counsel, without good parental involvement, you know, I was never beat. I was never abused. I was fed. My clothes were clean. I went to school. I was an athlete. But as far as any family structure, that was totally absent. And I think that's one of the ways that we have to get back to the family holding people accountable and holding, you know, these kids accountable. With the state and the victims they're stealing from. There's no way of getting around that. We just can't tolerate it. But obviously, when the parents are out stealing and teaching kids how to steal, we have some serious problems.
Dr. Robert Jeffries wrote a piece over the weekend about, you know, how America gets back on track. And, you know, I'm going, oh, boy, this ought to be interesting. He said, follow the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's pretty easy, right and wrong.
I don't think that's complicated. I mean, they're pretty basic.
Love others.
We can pretty much, kind of important to not steal and. Wow.
Yeah, one of the things we did while I was in prison, we promoted a victim reconciliation program, which holds me, the offender, accountable to the victim as much as possible. And we've seen it work in small cases and also cases like murder, where the person who actually committed the murder sat down, you know, with the permission. It was all paved way with people, you know, prayer and talk mm-hmm. and conversation, counseling, and the victims come in to the prison and they listen to the offender apologize. It doesn't mean that they have to accept the apology, but it was accountability. And I think even with stealing, that person is accountable to the state through the, you know, judicial system and the courts, but it also has to be accountable. I think there's something about that when you have to say, hey, I'm sorry for stealing from you, not just the store, but from somebody, because that property belongs to somebody.
Yeah, no, you know? Right. No, that's exactly mm-hmm. right. Gene, how can people find Gene McGuire?
Gene McGuire. .org, my website's out there, and if you're ever in Fort Worth, Texas, I would love to meet you.
Well, and I know you must go out and speak and talk about Unshackled.
I do.
Is Unshackled available at Amazon or something?
It's on Amazon. It's also at my website, GeneMcGuire.org.
Well, God bless you.
Okay.
Lost years there, Gene.
Oh, man. So appreciate that, and we're going to stay the course, and we're not going to tolerate it, and we'll teach young kids how wrong it is to shoplift.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Appreciate having you on today, Gene.
Yeah, you bet. You have a great day.
You as well. Gene McGuire's his name. Wow.
Yeah, showing the young kids that this is the wrong way, sure, but getting their attention and keeping it and somehow, you know, being that mentor to show them from example that there's a different path. I was praying about, you know, should we direct some of these young people to get involved in the military or something to try to get them off this path?
Well, they definitely need something, right? I mean,
yeah.
you got to have some guidance, and we talk about it a lot about... You know, how does a kid know how to behave if he didn't have anything at home to tell him?
Right.
To help him, to guide him.
We have so many organizations and resources in town here at Stevie J Broadcasting. Here we talked with Tracy Days with Dream. And we, you know, the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, the various YMCAs yeah. around town, scouting. I mean, there's so many opportunities, but you have to have a parent or somebody to get him to these meetings.
He had parents that say, don't go out. And he did anyway.
Yep.
So there are things that we, you know,
kids are going to be kids.
They're going to be kids. And then if you're with a bad dude, then that could be bad.
Right.
All right. Let's jump to our morning sports. Then we'll take a break, get some weather, and I shall read you the Ten Commandments in case you forgot.
Oh, good.
Here we go with sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Cincinnati Reds. That's a nice way to wrap up the season. I know Adam Wainwright was honored, so there's great video of that. If you want to try to get, you know, a highlight or two of the season, that's probably one. He had finished up, what, 200 and 128 or something. So getting to that 200th win was probably the Cardinals' highlight of the season. And the moment when Yadier Molina came up and Albert Pujols was at the celebration at Busch. Pretty cool stuff. And locally, we had Parkland College at Busch yesterday taking on SWCC, Southwestern Illinois College, on in Busch Stadium yesterday around 5. So that was a cool experience for our Cobras. Milwaukee came out on top over the Cubs 4-0. So the Cubs were eliminated, I think, Saturday because Miami kept winning, right?
Yeah. They just a couple of combinations. They, you know, lost a lot of games late. They had 7 games here in the last month where they were ahead in the 7th inning or later and lost them all. So you got to get a little relief pitching in there. They played a really brutal finish against 2 playoff teams, one maybe the best team in baseball with Atlanta. So it was a combination, but the Cubs sure did a lot more than people thought.
You know, we having the Cubs over on US 105.9 and Pat Hughes, now a Hall of Famer, and saying 28 years with the Cubs, and, you know, we were hopeful, but then they just kind of petered out on us. Obviously, he didn't word it like that.
Yep, didn't work, but they sure a lot closer than their arch rivals. So
Milwaukee and Arizona in a best-of-3 series that'll start up tomorrow. San Diego over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 2-1, and Illinois volleyball winning. They're 7-7 over the in the season, and 2-2 in the Big Ten after beating Iowa yesterday. So next up will be Purdue Wednesday at 5. Purdue beat our football team 44-19 on Saturday. Next up will be Nebraska. It's a Friday night game at 7:00, and we've got tickets here at Stevie J Broadcasting in case you want to text in Illini to 359-2255 and see all the excitement in Memorial Stadium. I love the night games and the intros with the smoke and the fireworks. Of course, I'm all about the atmosphere and all the stuff that's going on and the marching Illini and all that. So we had Chicago Bears beat by Denver 31-28 after the Bears had a 28-7 lead. So as far as the streaks for losses for the Bears, it's at 14, home losses at 9. Sorry. Kansas City over the New York Jets, 23-20. The big headline was Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Well, they didn't show as much of Taylor last night.
She could have been a little more discreet. I don't know. But the ratings are up for the NFL.
Well,
and the
anything,
highest.
I think they got word saying, listen, the football fan doesn't care about that. But so they did not show her more than 3 times last night.
I see.
It was not like the first time.
Right.
But they showed her, paparazzi got her getting on the Kansas City plane with Travis Kelce.
I see.
So it's a thing.
Well, and the girls want to go to the games now with Dad and see if they have a sighting.
Oh, boy.
So that's a thing. Boy, I know from DJing a few times over the weekend, which is why I'm a little hoarse today, sorry, that Taylor Swift is hot right now. All I have to do is pay a Taylor Swift song and you'll have the dance floor.
Is she the most recognized human on earth? I don't know.
So. It's pretty hot right
I'd
now.
I'd say Donald Trump might be the most recognizable.
You're right.
But Taylor Swift is a just level of celebrity for a pop singer is off the chart.
Well, and thank goodness she's wholesome and you know, anyway, all good.
Well, as it goes, I don't know her.
Right.
But I know she has an amazing amount of fans, and they're loyal.
That's right.
They are really, really loyal. All right, ESPN 93.5, Check Your Weather, brought to you this morning by Carl.
And Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team. I know we're in a new month of October, so I got to figure out what this month means, Stevie. But if you want to join the team and there's opportunities for growth, visit carl.org/careers.
I'm sure they're hiring. Everybody is.
Yes, that's
and
right.
To get it, if you fall over at Carl, you're in the right spot.
That's right.
So there's that.
All good.
Officer, law enforcement, official of the month coming up in 15 minutes, A.J. Martin's going to be our star today.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Boy, it's a real roller coaster ride of temperatures over the next 10 to 15 days. Summer-like for the next couple. Autumn-like, definitely so. And mid to late October feel for the end part of the week. Early on into the weekend next week. And probably beyond another big warm-up in sight. But nothing in the way of any major or significant rainfall expected with outdoor work and harvest-related activities in mind. Mostly sunny for the day today. Southeast wind, the high around 87. Clear tonight. Mild lows either side of 60. Mostly sunny, very warm for the day tomorrow, the high around 88. 10 above average there with a southeast to south wind. Clouds increase, lows to the 60s for tomorrow night. Partly sunny, continued warm for the day on Wednesday. Highs up to 85 degrees. Couple of rounds of shower activity for the day Thursday. Cooler at 73. Cool day on Friday. Couple of afternoon sprinkles at 64. Nights in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Weekend highs 57 on Saturday, 61 Sunday, into the mid to upper 60s early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
And excited to welcome the Eink family to our broadcasting company. We love Fred's.
I'm Justin Eink, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eink, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. I had Uncle Joe come out and put in a fan because they do electric, too.
Okay, good.
And I got a countertop for the half bath. I need that. So I can wrestle with it on YouTube for 3.5 hours. You could set it in about 30 minutes.
So. Right.
Anyway, it's good to have a guy.
Yeah.
So welcome, Fred.
And they do practically everything.
Yeah.
FredCU.com if you want to explore some options.
Okay, so number one on the Ten Commandments. And, you know, sometime in my life I knew these by heart.
Me too.
I think
third or fourth grade.
Maybe somewhere
and
there.
And we even made a, you know, a booklet in religion class as a St. Pat's in Tolono.
Number one is thou shalt have no other gods before me. Mm-hmm. God wants what is best for you. Now, it doesn't have to be like a gold image. It can be money.
Yeah.
It can be other things.
Addiction, gambling.
All your priorities.
Any kind of addiction.
So God should be number one. Mm-hmm. If it does, your problems get less for sure.
Yeah.
Number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Anything you worship more than God can be money again.
Yep.
Other people. Or
addiction.
Number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Mm. You don't say bad words with his name. Number four, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Sunday or the Sabbath day is the day we can all go to church, worship God, learn how to be better people and Christians. Number five, honor thy father and thy mother. And you're going, well, I didn't have a very good father and mother, right? It's important to show our parents respect.
Yeah.
Number six, thou shalt not kill, interpreted as murder, you know. It speaks for itself. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You don't mess around if you promise not to.
That's right.
Thou shalt not steal. Kind of a big one. Important that to God that his children are honest with integrity. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness. You don't frame anybody. You don't lie about somebody else. And number 10, thou shalt not covet. So you don't be jealous about things other people have.
I want that car.
It doesn't. Those things, amazingly, somehow we hear it.
Yep.
Well, I'd like those kind of problems, right? You have no idea.
That's right.
Everybody's struggling. No matter, the richest person you know probably is empty. Very good chance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not. You hope they're not because money is not an evil thing. It's the love of money that can make it evil. But just having it gives you opportunity to do others great things for other people. So in any event, those are pretty basic. If we just followed the Ten Commandments.
Thanks for the review, Stevie.
Start basic. That you can't go into a store and steal $999 because nobody will prosecute you in Los Angeles.
Right.
You just don't do it
because it doesn't make it right. It
happens to be wrong. And there is right and wrong. And we muddy the waters thinking, well, it's, you know, it's your situation. It's not fair.
Right.
You're a bigot.
And
racist.
The entitlement Whatever. Thing yeah. of, you know, I've been put down so hard that I kind of deserve to steal.
No, there is no excuse. We, the more you fade the lines, the more you say, well, you know, there's certainly right and wrong, good and evil in this world, if you haven't figured that out. And so you got to be alert and aware of that. And then you say, well, I'm imperfect. I mess up every day. Okay. That's where there's a God that can be there for you and help you guys. Because the closer you are to God, the better it's going to be for you right. and this country.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it for 20 years. Further we move away, the worse it's going to get. And God, by golly, seems to be right. We're going to celebrate law enforcement because we do that here.
And the Powerball is at $1.04 billion tonight.
$1.04
Probably a bad time to bring this up since we're, you know, trying to go against greed and all that.
Well, I mean, if you get money,
sure.
you can help
do a lot of
Mother Teresa's
things
she started.
Absolutely.
You can do things. You can build Christian youth camps or mm-hmm. something for boy, he does look like his parents.
Uh-huh.
A.J. Martin is in the house.
That's right. This will be
is
great.
Is that open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Like he can hear us. I don't
know. Yeah, he was just pointing.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, where do I go? All right, stand by. Law Enforcement Official Month coming up next.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Join Urbana Park District for Climate Action Week, October 1st through 8th. We all can help take care of the environment. Be sure to join us at Crystal Lake Park Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. for a celebration of the environment that will feature live music, guided hikes, and more in partnership with the Champaign County Climate Coalition. Call 217-384-4062 for more information or follow the Park District on Facebook and Twitter.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.